And these are the four degrees of shunyata. And as I said, they represent successively more advanced stages of penetration into reality. And what penetrates, what breaks through, if you like, is prajna, wisdom. A few minutes ago I referred to the Heart Sutra. And the Heart Sutra is so called because it contains the heart or the essence or the gist of the whole body of perfection of wisdom teachings. And the heart of the Heart Sutra is contained in its concluding mantra, which, as most of you know, runs gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhi swaha, which being interpreted literally, and the literal meaning doesn't give the real meaning, goes something like this: gone, gone, gone beyond, gone altogether beyond, enlightenment, success. Now the words of the mantra refer to the four degrees of shunyata. Gone, gone. What does this mean? Gone from conditioned existence. Gone from relative existence. Gone from the world. In other words, the first degree of shunyata, the Sanskrita shunyata, experience of the emptiness of the conditioned, as a result of which you leave it. You go forth from it. So gone, gone. And then gone beyond. When you leave the conditioned, where do you go to? Well, you go to the unconditioned. There's nowhere else to go. You go to the unconditioned. You go beyond. And this represents the second degree of shunyata, the asanskrita shunyata, the emptiness of the unconditioned. You go to the unconditioned. You go beyond, because the unconditioned is empty of the conditioned. You don't want to have anything more to do with the conditioned. And in the unconditioned, there's no trace of the conditioned. And then, gone altogether beyond. Altogether beyond. Beyond the distinction between the conditioned and the unconditioned. And this represents the third degree, Mahashunyata, the great whiteness. When you go beyond the very distinction between conditioned and unconditioned, and then you really and truly do go altogether beyond. And then enlightenment, bodhi. There's no structure, there's no sentence here, it's just the word, the exclamation, bodhi, enlightenment, awakening. And here, in enlightenment, in the ultimate awakening, the idea of shunyata itself is transcended. So it's as though when you come there, having traversed these three degrees of shunyata, when you come to the fourth, you can only, as it were, open your arms and say, in Alan Watts's phrase, this is it, enlightenment, awakening. And this is the word in the mantra, bodhi. And then, swaha, or swaha. This is a word indicating auspiciousness, success, achievement, and it often comes at the end of a mantra. It means you've done your task, you've done your work. You've achieved success. You reached your goal. You're enlightened. It means that all four degrees of shunyata have been traversed. It means that prajna, wisdom, has been fully developed. And success, true success, has been achieved.